Welcome back to Sounds on Deck, presented by Pepsi. Jeff M. here with you at First Horizon Park. And tonight, weather permitting, the Sounds will play their home opener, starting a six-game series against the St. Paul Saints. And we're joined by infielder Vinny Capra. Vinny, you were one of several guys on this offense to have a good start in Toledo with those three games. And Sunday, you guys put up 12 runs. How would you say the first few games went from your standpoint individually there in Toledo?
No, I thought it was pretty good. I thought the first couple days was kind of getting back into the swing of things and you know, getting together with everybody and kind of creating the team here in Nashville. So first couple days, it went really well. I thought we bonded pretty good, and it's going to be a good start to the season.
It's such a routine-oriented sport that this early part of the season always fascinates me from your guys' perspective. Spring training ends. Some at-bats are more regular than others for different guys, and then there's travel. You guys get to town but basically leave right away to go to Toledo. Now you're home for a week. Is this a chance where maybe this week routines can get a little bit more established?
Absolutely, and it's nice to be back here in Nashville. We're here for, those 2 days that we were here, and it was beautiful, beautiful weather. So getting out of the Toledo cold is definitely a big difference. But aside from this rain, I'm thinking we're going to have pretty good weather here and getting the routines going on field stuff. It should be a great week.
How good did Sunday feel for you guys to cash in a lot of the opportunities that you had in the Friday and Saturday game but left stranded more times than not?
Yeah, I think we were a little frustrated the first couple games, leaving guys in scoring positions in big spots. But knowing that it's super early and those things are going to come again, I think we kind of settled in on that third day and we kind of cashed in when we needed to.
November, you're claimed off waivers by the Brewers from the Pirates. Your initial reactions and conversations were, how would you describe them?
It was good. It's just moving from team to team, but, it's nice that they want me here and I'm definitely enjoying it so far. But just another stepping stone in the career.
How did spring training feel, getting acclimated, learning new faces, and wanting to feel comfortable? Like you said, you've changed organizations before, but there's always that acclimation period.
Yeah, I was out here in Arizona in the off season, so I got to know a lot of the guys at different times, and that allowed me to settle in pretty good during camp and just kind of create good relationships with everybody.
Fans will learn more about you as the year goes along, but you came up with the Blue Jays, got to the big leagues with them a couple of years ago, and then, to your point, acquired by the Pirates last season, and a little bit of big league time with them. What have you learned in your first opportunities in the big leagues that little by little makes it a little bit easier in theory as time goes on at that level?
I think it's really just understanding how to control the emotions up there, right? It's when you first get up there, it's so exciting and you have so much going on that, you know, it can take away from your focus a little bit and what you're trying to do and press. But I think being up there, you know, the longer you're up there, the more opportunities you get, the more experience you get of those situations. And you kind of learn to put those in the back end and produce for your team when you need it.
And then when you're optioned, how do you approach going down and knowing that, like, you can't obsess about will I go back up, but you need to be ready to go back up on a moment's notice?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all just a process, and you kind of trust the process, whether that's getting optioned and called back up a couple times. It's really just having that ultimate vision of where you want to be and knowing that you'll get there and just continue to work hard.
I know you come from a baseball family. You've got brothers who've played. Describe your big league opportunities early on in your career and what it's been like to get to watch your family get to enjoy them. Guys say, hey, it's not as much about even me getting there. It's watching them and their joy for my getting there.
Yeah, that's certainly a big point. And, you know, I have two brothers. We played with each other a couple times, you know, throughout the years. And it's just the competitiveness, seeing that switch from, you know, competing with each other all our life to them now supporting me. And it's really awesome to see. You know, they come visit all the time and really just show the support with all the friends and family that come visit, and it's just really nice to have behind me.
Outside of baseball, where does the competition manifest itself the most with your brothers? Card games, board games, is it pretty much anything? It's going to be full bore with the Capra brothers?
It really can be anything. You never really know when it's going to be a competition until one of us kind of says we can do it better, and then it's just kind of a go from there.
Appreciate your time, Vinny. Good luck tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jeff.
All right, Sounds infielder Vinny Capra. This has been Sounds on Deck, presented by Pepsi. Stay tuned. The lineups and first pitch are coming up next.